follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning. Good evening. I'm Shia. We finish each other's sentences, if you haven't noticed.
If you haven't heard this show before, did you hear me? I think I had my phone muted there.
You might have. I heard you.
You heard me because I'm in the room with you. Well, let me just say it again. I'm Arielle.
And good morning, good afternoon,
and
good
evening.
How we covered it all.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Today's show, the theme is called
Sticks and Stones.
You ever heard that? Sticks and stones
will break your bones,
but words... Names will never hurt me. Yeah, but they will.
They will.
You know, if you're unkind to each other,
then it will have a lasting effect, and it will take a long time to recover. So we're going to talk about that today. But first, we need to talk about...
Listening.
Yeah, listening, which most people don't do very well. Most people are listening to hear what they want to hear or what they don't want to hear or to see if they can disagree with what's being said. Most of us are more interested in being right than actually hearing what another person has to say. And if you need an example of that, it's happening in Washington, D.C. these days. They can't reach any agreements because they don't listen to each other. They have a point of view, and they are strongly defending their point of view and disregarding what the other side, in this case, has to say. And this could sound a lot like most relationships, too. So we're going to talk about listening and what true listening is. And true listening is hearing what someone is saying from their point of view, regardless of whether you agree or disagree.
You know, really listening is a healing tool. If you really listen to another person...
They heal, you heal. It's a skill set that you can develop, and it will stand you in good stead everywhere in your life.
I imagine there are a number of people who are listening to the show today who have had times where... they have said unkind things to other people, their parents, their loved ones. They're also people who've had unkind things said to them.
I think everybody's had both.
Yeah, most of us have done both things.
Yep.
I don't know anybody who hasn't, but I'm got the benefit of the doubt. There could be some alien listening to the show who's never been unkind
to anybody.
Never been snippy or short or curt.
Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm, all those things. But I lost myself there.
I noticed you did. I was waiting for you to continue and you didn't.
I didn't.
But I enjoyed looking at you. You're cute. She has a new haircut and she's very cute.
Yeah, it's standing up today. Sticks and stones may break your bones. But names will never hurt me, or words will never hurt me, depending on if you're doing the wider version. But in effect, they will. And if you resist what somebody says when somebody's being unkind, you're stuck with it. That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. And also, if you're being unkind to somebody, if you find yourself in a growly kind of mood and out of your mouth pops something that's not nice.
You could always say, oops, sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
But if you resist that you've done that, you're stuck with that as well. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
Right.
You can only have done or said exactly what you've said if you happen to have said something that's unkind.
But in this moment, you can apologize. And I'm sorry goes a long way to heal a bruise.
By the way, I'm sorry once may not be enough. When you bruise somebody with your words, sometimes it takes more than once. So if I had said something unkind to Shia and recognize it and say, oh, Shia, you know, I'm sorry.
It may take me a while to recover or be willing to give up being victimized. Which is more like, you know, you hurt yourself with what somebody says, then you want them to suffer for having hurt, quote, hurt you, even though you hurt yourself with what they said.
Offendable you.
That's right. If you're offendable, you'll find something to offend yourself with.
Christina, our assistant who's working here today, was telling us how she went into a busy parking lot in ShopRite. And as she was waiting for to move up the parking aisle, a car started backing out and didn't see that she was there. So she honked her horn briefly to alert the motorist that they were going to back into her. And people who were not related to this interaction but somewhere nearby assumed she was honking at them, and they offended themselves like, wow, what is she honking at me for? Lots of times when people are hurt, quote, hurt by, quote, hurtful things, they're an offense looking to happen and not being responsible that they're already upset. So if you're finding that people around you are being unkind or snippy, you also may want to take a look and see
if you're upset. Because if you're already upset, then anything will be grounds for upset, you know. And the thing is this. People, when they're upset, look around them to find something to blame it on, because it couldn't just be that they're a walking upset.
And not only that, when you're upset, you tend to be a magnet for upsets. I recall one time, it was, a busy shopping day, and my friend had given me a set of hand-blown candlesticks. But what she didn't realize when she gave me these candlesticks for my birthday or for our holiday, I don't really recall at the moment, one of the candlestick holders, the hand-blown part, was too small to be able to accept the standard candle. So one fit quite nicely, and the other one, we ended up having to whittle down and shave down the end of the candle. We put it in the candle holder, and it looked really strange. So I decided to take them back and see if I could exchange them. And when I brought it in and I spoke to the lady, I said, can you help me? And she said, yes. And I said, I'm looking for a different set of these candle holders. I'd like to exchange them. And I explained to her the problem, and she said to me, really snippy, well, you know, you could just whittle down the end of the candlestick. And I said, well, I've already done that. I don't want to do that. And I spoke to her really, like, in a rather abrupt manner. And I was justified and right for having done so, but when I walked away, I felt really bad for having spoken to another human being in that manner. And I came up and I found her, and I said, look, I really want to apologize for speaking to you that way. It was abrupt. It was not kind, and I apologize. And she said, yeah, oh, thank you so much. You know, you're the second or third person who's done that with me today. There was some way that she was being that was a magnet for unkindness. Absolutely did not justify my speaking to her that way. But lots of times,
it elicited it.
It does elicit it. You may want to look if you're feeling bruised by an interaction, how you are party to the interaction rather than just the victim of it.
Well, you know, in all relationship situations, if there's any kind of discrepancy, you know, the thing is you can blame the other person, but that is not very constructive. What really works is looking to see what you did to set them up in the first place. What's your part in the matter of how people relate to you? Now, look, we got the holidays coming here in the United States. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and, you know, we're around family and friends, but let's stick with family, because friends are of our own choosing. family we're born into, and a lot of us are in disagreement with our family members, so we don't really listen to them. We put up with them until the day is over. And then we leave complaining about the way they are and how they say the same things over and over again. But the truth of the matter is we don't really listen to them because we think we already know what they're going to say. And we may hold on to grudges from old transgressions where they did something or didn't do something, and we hold that against them. So they never can show up new and fresh because we're always bringing the story of what they did or how they didn't do something into the current moment and blaming them. So we don't listen to them because we already have an attitude towards them.
It's I'm really excited about this Thanksgiving here. We have a number of people coming over, family and friends. And our daughter Diana had expressed what she would like for a holiday meal, which is instead of having a regular baked turkey that we brine it first, which means dipping it in a solution of herbs and salt and water and whatnot. And I have a very traditional idea of Thanksgiving. I like to do it a certain way. And it was really fun for me to listen to what she had to say without disagreeing, to hear that, this was a wonderful approach and say, yes, send me a recipe. Let's do it that way. This holiday for me has been a world of yes. So far, when people want to bring something, it's a yes. Whatever we're doing with it is a yes. There's the possibility that if you actually become a yes to your life, there's a lot less hurtful things that are going to be going on in it.
Right, because usually the things that you disagree with bounce back at you. Because that's the first principle. Anything you resist not only persists, but it grows stronger. So if you disagree with something, you in effect keep that coming at you. When you're a yes to your life, everything completes itself in the current moment. Now, a lot of you think that means you have to be a doormat, and you don't. You're a yes to your yes and a yes to your no.
I like that. You know what?
Yes, I do.
We have to take a break.
I know.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
Just want to take a moment for a quick shout out to say hi to Claire in Cheshire in
England,
in the UK. Yes, she wrote us the most lovely email. She's been reading our books on her Kindle, and it has transformed the quality of her life and her relationship, and we were so touched by what she had to say. And I want to let everybody know that we now have all three of our books, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, How to Create a Magical Relationship, and Being Here, available as an audio download. It's read by me, and it's really exciting that they're out there. People are now downloading them onto their computers and into their iPods so they can take them with them on the go.
MP3 players.
Yes, so you can go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and go to the audios.
And we have a special. Did you say we have a special?
We do have a special. I didn't.
You can get all three books for the price of two.
It's kind of our give back to the world. So if that's something that interests you, please download them. We have a caller. Let's take him.
Oh, let's.
Joe, are you there? Hello?
We had a caller.
Oh.
Hello, hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello, Joe.
I had to take it back off of mute.
Ah, took you a moment.
Yeah. Hi.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you were able to unmute yourself.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. I have a question.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing because I've been working with you guys for a while now, and my life is so much better. It's I can't even put it into words. But I also, at times, I see myself like falling back and getting into a sort of a self-righteous mode. And that's when I tend to say things that aren't nice. And so I just was wondering if there are a way for me to catch that early on rather than, you know, see it after I've already said something that wasn't nice.
What do you mean by self-righteous mode?
Well, when I think I'm right about something or that someone else is wrong about something.
Well, you don't only think they're wrong, Joe. You also think they're stupid for their opinion.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say it goes back to listening, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
See, if you really listen to a person to hear what they have to say rather than to see whether you and your opinion agrees with what they're saying, then you'll be much kinder to people. See, if you see the person... Are you talking about your wife?
Yeah, that would totally work.
Okay. Well, you know, Lenore is a brilliant woman. Just an exquisitely beautiful, brilliant human being.
Absolutely.
If you're listening, Lenore, there you go. There's your call out. But that... You aren't listening to her would be the only reason that you get righteously indignant with her, whatever she has to say.
That and if you're already upset you only have to hold on to a position and be right about something when you're already upset.
That's true.
Because if I have something that's true for me, I can say it to Shia as if we are partners, as if we're equals. When Shia was talking about in the last segment that you don't have to be a doormat, this doesn't mean you have to put up with things with a person, but I can say things to him or he can say things to me in a way that is kind and respectful. But if we're already upset, we're going to have a tendency to talk down to people.
See, when you're upset, you contract. You stop participating in your life. You take yourself away. And if anybody says anything to you, it's always an intrusion. There's a feeling of the diminishment that happens when you get upset. You got a body posture and a repetitive old thoughts of inadequacy show up usually. So there's a whole mechanical process going on. And if you can see that process, you can extract yourself from it. If you disagree with it, if you wish you weren't, then you'll get stuck with it. Because you see, our approach is about, is not about fixing your, it's not psychotherapeutic. It's really about you witnessing how it is that you're being non-judgmentally. That's the critical term, non-judgmentally. If you judge yourself, you
you're
keep
lost.
It in place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, Joe, is sometimes what you haven't recognized is that people who are upset request you. They're like wearing a neon sign that says, "Be unkind to me now." And if you're not paying attention, you will accommodate them. And I'm sure you know what this is like. You go into a restaurant and your waiter or waitress is distracted. They're upset. They're not having a good day. And they keep messing up your order. They keep forgetting to bring you your ketchup. They don't give you a fork. They come back and ask you how you're doing when your mouth is full. They keep working on you. And if you get exasperated with them and speak to them in a manner that is less than kind, it's as if you've fulfilled the request of being yet another crummy customer. But if you pay attention and you're there for it, you can see the request coming and you don't have to accommodate it.
Wow, very cool.
I also recall you talking once about having an interaction where you were being righteous, to use your words, in one of your yoga classes when you were teaching yoga, where you were telling a fellow not to, I can't remember the whole thing, whether it was do a handstand or a headstand or something that was too close to somebody else because you thought it was dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, a handstand,
and
that's
he was a yoga instructor himself, and he took offense that you might not think that he was skilled enough to hold the pose. But I recall as you were talking to him, his not listening to you, you offended yourself with, and then the next thing you did was you got more aggressively insistent on your perspective.
Yes.
You know, when somebody doesn't listen, they invite whatever they're getting to be amplified. What I mean by that is, you know, if you're not listening, the person who's speaking to you speaks louder and more aggressively to try to get you to hear what they have to say.
I actually saw an example of it yesterday shopping in ShopRite. It was very busy.
ShopRite's an amazing place to see life, you know.
Really.
Every aspect of life shows up at ShopRite.
We were getting some Brussels sprouts and a few other things to prepare for our holiday meal. And there were lots of people in all the different checkout lines. And there was this woman with her two children. One was probably about eight. The girl was about eight. And I would say the boy was closer to 12. And the mother was berating him for his attitude. But she wasn't really talking to him. She was talking very loudly to make sure that everybody knew that he just was not a Christian child. And she was like telling him, in the Bible it says, and if you're going to treat me this way, then it's not respectful, and you need to learn respect. And the louder she got, the more he got contracted. And he started doing that, you know, childhood thing where they say something to you and you just shrug at them like, whatever, which got her more incensed. And the more loud and aggressive she got, the more non-listening he got, and it fed on each other. And she was quoting to him from
scriptures, huh?
Scriptures. And I thought, wow, you know, her whole righteousness was not particularly a Christian attitude. And it certainly was, and she was actually threatening him to leave him out in the cold, and that he wasn't going to have a place to sleep if he didn't shape up, and how was he going to like it not being able to eat? And it was a very interesting dynamic between the two of them, but it was definitely between the two of them. If he had said, which he was not capable of, but we're taking it into an adult realm, you know what? You're right, Mom. I'm sorry. I apologize. It would have been over. If she would have just dropped it, it would have been over. But people, they had gotten stuck in a dynamic of each being right and not listening to the other.
Cool. That's so cool. Thank you so much. Because, yeah, listening.
Listening is the key, Joe, everywhere you go. If you're, whether it's between you and your wife, you and your in-laws, you're going to your in-laws for Thanksgiving?
That's right.
Yeah, well, then when you're there, if you listen, they're going to love you.
Okay, cool.
Not as a manipulation, but listen to hear what they have to say. Look, your life is showing up the way it's showing up in each moment, and there's very little you can do about that because the moment happens so quick, and you are where you are, and that's what your moment consists of. But if you get interested in what they're saying, they will feel seen and heard and
appreciated.
Respected and appreciated. It's not normal. It's not the usual. It's a great Thanksgiving gift, though, to actually listen to someone. And I'm going to follow my own advice tomorrow.
Hey, you know, we have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
I can. Thank you.
Excellent. We'll be back, everyone. So don't go away. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. That's right. We are live today, so you're welcome to call in, 866-472-5795. And just to remind folks in the European community that our international call is Tuesday the 6th. It's a week from Tuesday, and you're invited if you're in one of the hub cities. And while we're at it, we may as well say happy birthday to Reiner and Adelia, both, one in Adelia's in Cambridge and
Reiner's in Hamburg.
So happy birthday, you guys.
Yes.
Joe, you still with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Excellent. Anything else?
Yeah, actually, it was something I've noticed in terms of, like, how my words kind of show up, that the way I talk to myself is not very nice oftentimes.
I feel awesome. Like,
well, that's the beginning of the end of that, if you just see it and don't berate yourself for behaving that way with yourself.
See, let's look at those three principles again really quick, Joe. The first is anything you resist, like how you talk to yourself in a not nice way, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. So, one, you're not going to want to see it when you're doing it because you don't approve of it. And it will just grow stronger. And of course, then, you will speak that way to the people you love the most, like your wife.
But, you know, it's funny. I take a fly tying class where I learn different techniques to tie salmon flies. And the instructor last week, his thread broke while he was tying the fly. And he got so angry with himself. And he called himself names like that were unkind. And that I felt, you know, I can't say anything because I'm taking a class and I only tell people what I see when they pay me to tell me.
Or they call in and ask for it.
Right. They're giving me permission to interact with their behavior. But I just noticed how disrespectful to himself this person was. And, you know, like, if you're being disrespectful to yourself, you'll be disrespectful to the other people you interact with in your life.
And the second principle is you can only be exactly
as you are in any given moment. So, you know, the thing is to discover or develop the ability to have compassion for yourself being a mechanical being. So then if you have compassion for it, you don't judge it, then you'll stop being mechanical in your ways of relating to life. You'll be authentic. You'll be appropriate to the moment.
And that's the third principle, Joe. So as you bring compassion to yourself, those things will wind down on their own. And then I go back to what we originally said to you, which is you're likely to be hard on yourself when you're already upset.
Uh-huh.
So if you find that you're starting to think that way, you may want to take a look. Sometimes upsets like the flu, they have a germination a day or two ahead, and we don't catch the thing that we took exception to or resisted until it's a full-blown upset. So that's another place to look, too. If you're feeling out of sorts with yourself or out of sorts with Lenore, for instance, you may want to take a look and see where you got stuck, what you resisted, what you were being right about or said no to.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for calling in, Joe.
Have fun with your in-laws. We know them. Say hi.
Okay, will do. And you guys
happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Hi.
Take care.
We have another caller.
Let's take her.
This one's from
Hong Kong. Cheryl, are you there? Are you with us?
Oh, hi there. Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Sarah.
What can we do for you today?
Okay. Well, this topic is really interesting because I've in trying to think of a question to ask, I came up with different, situations in where people have said something to me, and I was thinking, I could ask a question about when it related to a relationship, an intimate relationship, or at work, or with friends. But then, actually, as I was listening, I was thinking, I know in my family they have a tendency to have a quick tongue. And I've noticed growing up that I didn't want to be like that and just to say something that seemed hurtful or, maybe it was probably not intended, but because either they were holding on to it for so long or just lashing out, it actually ended up, I would realize that things would come out quite hurtful or spiteful. And so I think I've always held myself back in what I want to say because I don't want to say things that are hurtful.
Well, Cheryl,
I love that.
Do you know what the first principle of instantaneous transformation is?
What you resist persists.
That's right. So, but it not only does it persist, you become like what you resist. So if there's somebody in your family, they were sharp with people, and you said to yourself, I'm never going to be like them, guess what?
Yeah.
You almost guarantee that when the circumstances are ripe and right, you will explode on somebody the same way you said you never would because you weren't going to behave like that person.
It's amazing how incompletions with family members can dominate our lives. And I love that you just told us that your family has a quick tongue and you decided not to be like that. Because I'm often noticing that when you speak, Cheryl, you speak haltingly in fits and starts. You have a hard time starting a sentence and saying a complete sentence. You usually have pauses and restarts and recalculations. It's almost as if you're
That decision that you made when you were a child not to have a quick tongue.
As you have now a slow tongue.
Yes.
I think that's just the neatest thing.
Yes, and as Shaya mentioned as well, it inevitably, I do explode at some point when the time is right.
So you have both.
I hold back when I speak, sorry. And things don't come out the way I want to because I'm being really cautious and maybe I have just sort of built up that, transferred it across the board. Not only not wanting to say something hurtful, but then it just carries out in every way that I speak.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's kind of like all communication comes through the same channel, and if you're suppressing one of your frequencies because you say, I'm not going to be like that, it suppresses you in all aspects.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, also as a young person, we identify things that didn't work or we don't like, but we've all been brought up in a cycle of change. So you decide to do things differently, which leads to more of the same.
But the only thing about doing something differently, your reference point that you're being different from, is the parent that was loud and forceful, and you said you wouldn't be like that. So you're not living your life, you're living not their life. So how they were then dictates how you live your life going forward in time. It's not very spontaneous. It's, you know, calculated not to be like something or somebody that makes you just like them in the opposite.
Now, here you are as an adult, and you have both sides of this dynamic firmly in place in you. And this is where the second and third principle come into play, Cheryl. Because the first is, you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So you could either be contracted and constricting your communication, or you could have that sharp tongue slip out the side. But you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. And it's really about bringing awareness to how it is that you communicate without judging what you see. And if you do that, if you bring awareness to how you communicate without judging yourself, then things that are old, that are archaic, out of place, out of date, no longer needed, they're going to dissolve all on their own.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It is.
Because I also see that as a result I suppress myself, because even my mom's side of the family are quite loud, and they're the ones with the quick tongue, but they're also quite expressive, which I really do like. But I find that I tend to hold myself back from being expressive as well. Which feels weird too.
But it's not their fault.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
It's not their fault. You tend to blame, you're holding yourself back on your family and how they were, but it's not. It's if you just notice that you hold yourself back and don't judge yourself for it, it'll be over, Cheryl.
Yeah.
If you blame it on your family, it will not be over.
If you even blame it on you, it won't be over. An anthropological approach is just looking to see the isness of something, the phenomena of it, not to assign blame to them or to you or to anything.
Really?
Well, yeah, and that's just fantastic, because that's what I can see now, just from speaking to you guys now. And up until now, I had held that blame, both for my mom's side of the family being so loud or expressive, and then my dad's side of the family being much more quieter and calm. And so I do know, as of just now, that I did put a lot of blame on that.
Yeah, well, you sound normal.
That's very normal. Look, we have to go to a break now, but can you stick around?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. We'll be back after the break, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
In December... in New York City.
December 9th, 10th, and 11th. That would be Friday night, the 9th, and Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th.
We're doing a course called The Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer. And you're invited. It's going to be an excellent weekend.
And the course is designed to allow you to get into the current moment through your breath and breathing rather than through your thinking about or trying to figure it out through your mind.
And also to discover yourself as a healing presence.
That's right.
Because it's your presence that's the present.
And it makes the difference in your life.
We're still on with Cheryl here. Are you there, Cheryl?
Yes, I'm still here.
Excellent.
What time is it in Hong Kong?
It's I dialed in about 1:20 in the morning, so it's probably about 1:30-ish now. Yeah.
Thank you so much for staying awake for our show.
Yes, you know, she's often on the international calls as well, and those happen for her in the middle of the night. So we admire your commitment to what's possible. So you're talking about both sides.
Definitely worth it.
How you have the louder side and the quieter side.
Yes.
And you have both of those sides in you, but it sounds like they're a little bit at war.
Yes, definitely. I always saw my mom's family were really outgoing, and that I really, really liked about them, but it was when they would say sort of what I perceived as hurtful things that I didn't really want to be like that. But they were just much more volatile, but really excited at the same time, whereas my dad's side of the family was pretty much always calm. And it always just seemed to be, that's how I wanted to be, that seemed to be better. But then I also realized recently that I was missing out on some of that excitement and just going for it that my mom's side of the family seemed to have, just that more vibrancy for life.
Well, that's great, Cheryl, that you're seeing that, because, you know, the decisions you made as a little girl are still in there, and they still stop you, if you let them, from going for your life and what's important for you. You know, you ponder whether you should or shouldn't do what you want to do and give yourself reasons not to, and it's based on a childhood decision. If you notice it, though, you have the ability and the possibility to see what your truth is and then go for that.
Yeah, I see that. I really like that. I'm feeling it more and more, but it's just that I can still feel that it's still there, but it has been there. But I'm liking exploring those possibilities.
You know what I'm liking?
What's that?
You. Your voice has changed. You've gotten much more into the current moment of your life. When you're speaking now, there's a flow and it's self-expressive.
It's less like fact-checking to see if you're doing it right or to see if you're being unkind or that wrong kind of person. You're just expressing yourself.
And it's obvious and it's apparent and it's wonderful that Cheryl is showing up.
Yeah, I like it too.
That's great.
You know, and that's the magic of transformation. It's instantaneous. You don't have to work on anything.
Right. It's not about getting somewhere. It's about being where you are. That's why the name of the show is Being Here. If you are being where you are, rather than your thoughts about where you should be, then life becomes a rich unfolding. If you're striving to achieve and get to what you think is going to be a better moment, then you'll never find satisfaction, because it's very elusive, that thing called satisfaction, when you think it's out in front of you somewhere, when you achieve something, when you get something, when you have something that you think you don't now have. See, your life is a perfect unfolding in this moment of now, and if you're here for it, life is satisfying and fulfilling. If you're striving to get what you think is going to make you happy, you'll miss the current moment of your life.
Yeah, that's really brilliant. I love that, and I like feeling that more and more often. And thanks to you both.
You're welcome. I want to say one further thing to you. I admire you. I admire that you read our book and you flew from Hong Kong to Hamburg to attend a weekend, that you've come more than once, you've come to Cambridge, it's a distance. A lot of people tell us, oh, I can't come from New Jersey into New York City, it's way too far. That's too scary.
Right.
And also that you're coming to Costa Rica this year for a Costa Rican adventure. I think it's quite wonderful, and I'm excited that you're going to be joining us.
Well, I'm excited to be joining, too, and I just really, really feel that I am becoming closer and closer to myself, and that is just really what keeps me going and just being around you guys and learning more of that.
You know, I noticed a lot of people here were very excited when they heard that you and a fellow named Christian, who is visiting from Switzerland, were inviting your friends to do a type of meetup and talk about transformation. And I encourage you to do that more often and to do it in a little more formally. There are people here who will support you. And actually, anybody who's listening to this show, you can get people together to talk about transformation and to enhance that experience for yourself. We have the Live in the Moment, Life is Fun group in New York. There's one in Hamburg. There's one in the UK. Sounds like going to be coming one in
Hong Kong
as well. I love that you're sharing the possibility with other people, Cheryl.
Right. And, the times that you lose it, it happens because you're immersed in a society and culture that are striving to get to what they think is better than where they are. And so the agreement in the world is that this sucks and the future holds the possibility of something better. The reality of it is this is the only moment of your life, and this is awesome if you're here for it, and the future won't get here a moment before it does, and when it does, it'll be a moment of now. So we're winding down this show saying this is it.
And we really appreciate your calling in today, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Yes, really. Thanks for staying up late so everybody around the planet could hear you.
It's for this opportunity to to do this. It's really fantastic. So really, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we belong to a mutual admiration society.
Thanks to everybody who's listening today. We really appreciate you being a part of our show. And
share the show with people, too.
Share the possibility.
Right.
It just keeps getting better. Another week has come and gone, and we have to go. But don't worry, we'll be back next week.
And come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.